What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you watching on BAMuser TV, this gorgeous creature behind me is the lovely Lady Claire. And for all of those people who were emailing saying that they wanted to see more of her, in the bottom half of the hour, we're going to trade places and you will be able to admire her greatly. So what is the first thing that you want to talk about?
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm a little bit annoyed with the Trump administration right now.
Well, a lot of company on that one.
Yeah. Apparently, now, you know what day today is, right? What celebration in Iran is happening?
Yes.
Yes. Let's share with our listeners and readers. It is the anniversary of the 1979 overthrow of the Shah. And apparently, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has not really been very happy about Trump's threats over Iran's program after the Middle Eastern power fired a missile last week. Trump had warned that Iran was on notice and playing with fire, but Tehran is continuing its missile drills, firing another weapon on Sunday. Tehran has now warned the U.S. and Iran have, quote-unquote, dark days ahead. And apparently thousands flooded the streets in Tehran with banners reading, "Down with USA." Earlier this week, Khamenei struck back after a meeting with his military leaders and promised the nation is planning to respond to mark today's anniversary of the Iranian Revolution in 79. And since the Trump's administration has threatened to blacklist Iran's elite military force, the Revolutionary Guards, tensions are very, very high. Well, I have a memo to President the Art of the Deal, Trump. I sure hope to heck you've got Vlad, the non-impaler's, direct cell phone on your speed dial right now. And the reason I am saying this is if ever you needed to be partnering with Russia to de-escalate this situation through quiet back-channel negotiations, it is right the doggone heck now. Michael, would you agree with the assessment that any attack against Iran will almost inevitably draw Russia in militarily?
Well, I mean, Iran and Russia are already in negotiations for Russia to resume permanent stationing at an Iranian air base there.
Yeah.
But again, getting back to the art of the deal and knowing that the real agenda is what currency Iran's oil is going to be sold for.
Right.
This could, again, as Trump describes in his book, he goes out there saying military missiles, you guys are terrorists, you're this or that. Mm-hmm. And then Iran pushes back until they reach a point where Trump says, you know, if you just go back to selling the oil for the dollar, all of this will go away. And Iran will say, oh, well, yes. But as far as the protests and everything going on in Iran, I mean, let's face it, if you're a country and you had been as abused as Iran has been by the United States government, you're not going to remain entirely cheerful about that.
No, not at all. And I did some digging. I did some research. Apparently, since the overthrow of the Shah in 79, the standard of living in Iran has increased by 76%. Over 70% of their scientists are gals.
Yes.
We can't even begin to say that here in the United States. What do you think the rate is for women in science?
I can tell you from my days with NASA, nowhere near enough.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. And I am just hoping, and apparently it's appearing to me that the war hawks have kind of won with this issue on Iran. And I'm hoping that Trump has the smarts to realize that this is a really bad situation if they go in militarily. And, of course, the other issue is the fact that Iran has given notice that it's going to drop the dollar in its business dealings as of the 21st of next month.
Well, again, a word of caution is that Trump is still needing to convince the war hawk senators he's on their side until he can get all of his confirmations through.
Lover, I just so hope you're right on that.
Okay, well,
I so hope you're right.
And the other thing, though, is, again, from Jerome Corsi, we're getting word that there's going to be a major shakeup in the White House staffing because Trump is now aware and alarmed at how many neocons and globalists have succeeded in worming their way into his administration and that he's about to do a house cleaning that might even include his chief of staff.
Well, let's hope that whoever he replaces, that the new people will have an infinitely more nuanced concept of why the U.S. should go to war, if it ever should, versus negotiations. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, from the point of view of the war hawks, the only way to avoid the collapse of the U.S. economy and the collapse of the federal government is to go to war and force the rest of the world back onto dependency on the U.S. dollar. But it's not going to work. They're already years behind schedule and trillions over budget, and all of these conquered provinces are starting to push back. And ultimately, the United States is not in a position to be able to win in a direct conflict with Russia or China, let alone both of them together.
No, this
is a path to doom and destruction for the United States of America.
Yeah.
The only question is how bloody they're willing to let it be.
Yeah, I agree. It's a recipe for absolute disaster.
We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And, of course, as usual, in Friday, hour number three, the lovely Lady Claire is with us with her perspective on the world. What's your next story?
I have a couple about things going on in Israel for Palestinians. Apparently, Israel has banned the delivery of anesthesia gas to Gaza hospitals, and it's refused to allow its entry. That is something that the Palestinian Ministry of Health revealed today. Now, this is the third time that the occupation has prevented nitrous oxide, which is used for patients during surgery, from entering the besieged enclave. And the ban means a number of urgent medical procedures for Palestinians cannot go forward because it would be torture to try to get the stuff done without having the anesthesia administered. And there are currently, Mike, 200 patients awaiting urgent medical treatment that can't get it now. And in addition, there in the healthcare sector, Gaza needs more than 4,000 kilograms of nitrous oxide each year, noting that the Israeli occupation rations the entry of the gas. You know, and how completely, vindictively criminal. You're taking advantage of sick people by not allowing them to have the surgeries they need. I mean, that's collective punishment. That's a war crime right there.
Well, unfortunately, the reality is that nitrous oxide can be used as a rocket fuel. And that's probably Israel's justification.
Yeah.
That's Israel's justification for everything they block from entering Palestine. It could be used for a weapon. It could be used to build a bunker. It could be used to do this. It could be used to do that. But for anybody who understands chemistry or engineering, you can take almost anything that is essential to everyday ordinary life and weaponize it. So under that rationale, you know, Israel could essentially say, we're just going to starve you all to death because no matter what we give you, you could turn it against us. You could take a cheeseburger and frisbee it over the fence into the Dimona plant and cause a nuclear meltdown. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we all know that Israel is not really concerned about nitrous oxide being used as a rocket fuel. This is just Israel being mean and vindictive and punishing and carrying out a slow motion genocide against the Palestinian people.
Yeah, I think this is one of the reasons why the boycott, divest, and sanction movement must gain critical mass right now.
Well, I think they're at critical mass, which is why you're seeing all of these obviously un-American members of Congress talking about laws to ban protesting the actions of Israel's government, which is a direct violation of the First Amendment.
Yep.
And they're trying to sell this idea of silencing BDS by saying, oh, the BDS movement doesn't really care about Palestinians. They're just anti-Semites and Jew haters, and this is just how they're trying to express their hatred. And it's ridiculous, but Israel has been using this propaganda dodge for longer than I've been alive. And nobody is criticizing the Israeli people's religion or ethnicity or any of that. What is being criticized justly is the behavior of Israel's government. And the First Amendment exists to recognize the right of the American people to criticize bad behavior by government, any government, anywhere on the face of the earth.
There's also another article that I saw. And this is, again, in antiwar.com. It's a very sober and intelligently collective news resource. And, you know, I encourage people to pop over on there once in a while. Israel has issued talking points on the controversial law concerning seizure of some Palestinian-owned land. Oh, yeah, like that's going to help them internationally. It's stealing land. It's, you know, this is real annexing.
The talking points aren't going to convince ordinary people. The talking points are the instructions to the corporate media on how to present this and make it look like, you know, it's okay for Israel to do this. And Israel is a master at being able to create this kind of propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think back to the origins of the nation of Israel, you have, at the end of World War II, the entire world had united together against the Axis powers on the principle that one people do not have a right to simply walk into somebody else's country and take it over for themselves.
Yeah.
Whether it's Germany and Poland or the refugees and illegal immigrants and the United States of America. So in order to create the nation of Israel, Israel had to come up with a propaganda device that was so powerful mm-hmm. that the very same people of planet Earth who opposed Germany's taking France would turn around and say, oh, it's okay for Israel to take Palestine. And that's when we started seeing all of the very real horrors of the Nazis being massaged and amplified and turned into this story of a targeted extermination program aimed at the Jewish people only. And it worked. The same nations that opposed Hitler's theft of Europe look the other way while Israel stole Palestine. And that's why that Orthodox account of the Holocaust is so fiercely protected and defended,
mm-hmm.
Because that's the very foundation for Israel's original theft of Palestine. And in the modern world, you can believe anything, question anything, whatever you want. But oddly enough, that Holocaust story is the only facet of history that you can go to jail for asking questions about. And that tells you right there something is being hidden.
Oh, yeah. And to me, there are no talking points on earth that could ever indemnify and hold harmless an Israeli government that practices such a savage serial genocide against Palestinians and steals their land in such a way. And I warned the Palestinians about this years ago on your blog, that if they didn't get their act together and start to agree that the state of Palestine, if it ever happened, would be smaller than the state of Liechtenstein. And the way these...
It's going to be smaller than the Vatican.
Yeah. The way these settlements, the Israeli settlements, have been engineered completely prevents there from being a contiguous Palestinian state. It's gone, baby, gone.
Yeah, it really, really is. And for me, the issue is that the American people are being forced to pay for these war crimes, which makes us guilty for them.
Yep.
And just as we understand the people of other nations are resisting foreign puppet rule, like Iran did in 1979 on this date, or like the people of Libya are trying to do, or the people of Yemen are trying to do, it's time for the American people to stand up and start resisting our foreign puppet rulers. Because I am just absolutely disgusted and fed up with all of these members of Congress who are willing to sell out the Bill of Rights, to defy the Bill of Rights, to serve their masters in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And we know that Israel's penetration of the U.S. Congress did suffer losses in this last election. We've got to keep up that momentum. We have to have members in Congress who remember they work for the American people, not for Tel Aviv, not for Big Pharma, not for the military-industrial complex. We need to restore the Congress to truly being representatives of the American people, not a foreign government that plunders us, loots us, makes us morally responsible for their crimes and atrocities.
I absolutely agree.
And then turns around again with their hand out. What have you done for me today?
Yeah, yeah. Very powerful article in globalresearch.ca, mm-hmm. which is a Canadian outlet to which I link very frequently. Usually, again, their analyses are very sober. And it said, it's foreign greed and delusion that kills Yemeni children. 10,000s and soon 100,000s die in Yemen as a result of zealotry, greed, and bureaucratic infighting of foreign countries. The Wahhabi Saudis fight in Yemen against, apparently, an Iranian Shia that just doesn't seem to be there. And under the eyes of the CIA, they nurture local al-Qaeda forces to do their bidding. The UAE is looking for new ports in Yemen, thereby disturbing Saudi pipeline dreams, and the Pentagon tussles with the CIA over budgets of special operations. The minor local Yemeni conflicts between the various tribes developed into a war due to foreign interference and financing. Bombing campaigns have replaced tribal mediation. And the executive branch of the UN is under intense pressure from the U.S.-Saudi coalition not to report the real consequences of the devastating war on Yemen. Now, folks, those of you who are listening, those of you who are watching on BAM User, on NBC, MSNBC, CNN, any of the alphabet soup corporate outlets, have you heard one word about what's going on in Yemen? If I were a betting woman, I'd bet absolutely no.
No, no. All we're hearing are the endless celebrities still screaming that Trump won the election. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just did a little bit of homework on this Berkeley rioting. I don't know if you got too much into it today, but this organization, BAM, by any means necessary, it
yes.
turns out that they are funded by Soros. They have
yes.
a 501c3. Mm-hmm. They have a web page. You can make tax-free donations or whatnot. But anyway, real quick, this just looks like such a coordinated effort from all sides, media, fake grassroots. And I think real quickly, we just need to get organized ourselves and push back, because I think they're trying to sucker Trump into declaring some form of martial law. I personally have reached out to the Oath Keepers in my area and mm-hmm. the California State Militia, and I'm just going to do my due diligence and try to prepare and get organized, because this thing is going to go to the streets, and hopefully Trump, I know he's a chess master at this point, and he hopefully will not declare any type of martial law. Also, the FBI is rounding up some of these so-called protesters, which we know they're just brown shirts, as you say. That's it, Mike. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Yeah, it does look like they're trying to do a color revolution here, but my analysis is it's failing simply because nothing that they do is winning popular support. In fact, quite the contrary, they're alienating the people of the United States of America. And just like the attempt at a color revolution in Iran in 2009 has failed, the one here is failing as well. Doesn't mean that we're going to be safe from violence and bloodshed and property destruction. We're still hearing stories where Trump supporters just wearing their Make America hats, great again, they're getting attacked and literally beaten up walking down the streets. And that, too, is a brown shirt tactic. But I agree that it would be a mistake for Donald Trump to declare martial law, because the corporate media would use that to claim he's a tyrant and a dictator and rise the American people against the tyrant. So they're not going to be happy until they actually do trigger a civil war and bloodshed in the streets of America. And I would say shame on you for all of that, except they don't have a sense of shame.
No, I think it's been surgically removed.
That's a requirement to join the church of liberalology is that you have your shame and your common sense surgically removed.
Absolutely. And that's, again, another good reason, and I know I keep harping on it, like a chip CD. Please be prepared if for any reason you're going to need the stuff probably anyway. Storable food, potable water, extra medications for yourself and your family and your pets. But it really is a reminder, Mike, that we all do need to be prepared. Yes, we need to do our due diligence.
For anything that's going to happen. I mean, California, it's an earthquake kit. Hawaii, it's a tsunami kit or a hurricane kit. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And you wanted to talk some more about what's going on in Yemen.
Yeah, I do, because there's an absolute blackout in corporate American non-news about what's going on here. And apparently...
Chris Cuomo, fake news, fake news, fake news.
The executive branch of the UN is under enormous pressure from the U.S.-Saudi coalition not to report on the real consequences of the devastating war on Yemen. And the Saudi military has been conducting what can only be described as a scorched earth campaign in Yemen and committing war crimes and atrocities with impunity in this beleaguered, desperately poor country whose only collective sin was kicking out its Western-centric puppet Mansour al-Hadi. Children, women, and the medically fragile and elderly are being gleefully slaughtered by the Saudi military in numbers that absolutely constitute a genocide against the Yemeni people. Infrastructure is getting destroyed daily, and unfortunately, the U.S. is complicit in these war crimes because they are providing the targeting for the missiles the Saudis are using, and President Trump just okayed the selling of more of these missiles to both Bahrain and to Saudi Arabia. And to those of you who have looked at the website and seen my article and clicked on the images, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. They were the most graphically gruesome I could find of the slaughter. And also the fact that the Saudis are blocking food from getting in. Children are dying of malnutrition. I mean, we don't expect to see this in the 21st century, and yet you're seeing ribs sticking out, you're seeing brain shut down. It's really horrible. And the reason I did it, I think we, the people, need to have a conversation among ourselves and then with our governmental representatives about what U.S. foreign policy is accomplishing in Yemen, because apparently it's nothing good. And the only way the situation is going to be ultimately resolved is politically. This war has dragged on
if there was a political solution, they would have gone that route. This is just flat-out conquest of the world's resource-rich areas for the benefit of the American banking cartel.
Yeah.
And there's no political solution to that, because no nation is going to say, yes, we will gladly enslave ourselves to your banking system. All right, we got to take a quick phone call here before we this next commercial break. Nick in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike and Claire. I was calling to talk about Syria, Assad, and Amnesty International, but first I wanted to give a new name to these fake grassroots organizations. I want to call them AstroTurf. AstroTurf organization.
That's actually been used before to describe them, but yes.
I love it. I love it.
Well,
and you were going to talk about Syria?
I wish I would have thought of it. Yes, so, you know, the question, you know, I haven't heard anything since a few days ago with this 5,000 to 13,000 people being, quote-unquote, secretly hanged. And a couple of issues I had with the way it was being presented is, was it really a secret, number one? Number two, did it really happen? And number three, how much clout does Amnesty International have? Like, are people really going to believe what they say? Do they have that kind of pull with the world?
And not as much as they used to, partly because Amnesty International's report was obviously written to be inflammatory, and it's striking most people as another pathetic attempt to demonize Assad. First, it was his chemical weapons. He was gassing his own Alawite supporters. Then it was, you know, we have to invade Syria to take care of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's not working out. This is just another piece of propaganda to convince the American people it's okay to send our children into Syria to be killed and crippled for some noble purpose, according to the New York Times here. Anyway, listen, we're coming up on a commercial break, and thank you for the call, Nick. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show, because for the rest of the show, Claire's going to be sitting in the center seat here, and she doesn't know how to push quite all the buttons just yet.
I don't know how to push any of the buttons just yet.
This is her trial by ordeal.
Trial by fire.
So be gentle with my lady love here.
Thank you, dear.
And quick little insert before the commercial break. Seattle has just divested from Wells Fargo over the Dakota Access Pipeline, so that fight is definitely not over. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. No way, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, for those of you on Bamuser, there's the lovely Lady Claire for you to admire greatly. So what is your next story?
The next story, and I almost could not believe this when I read it, and this comes from, again, another pretty responsible resource online, Blacklisted News. Apparently, Saudi lobbyists are recruiting our American veterans to kill the 9/11 lawsuit. And using a lot of cash and misinformation, Saudi Arabia is luring well-meaning U.S. military veterans into its campaign to eviscerate a recently passed law allowing 9/11 families to sue the monarchy for its alleged role in facilitating the attacks that killed 3,000 people.
Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense here because Saudi Arabia didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
No.
It's just another way to victimize Saudi Arabia and protect Israel. And again, if you want to know if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't. And in all this brouhaha that is now trying to blame Saudi Arabia for 9/11, after having blamed it on Iraq and Afghanistan and who knows all else, you have to look, why would Saudi Arabia do it? Saudi Arabia has become very, very rich with their petrodollar partnership with the United States of America. They've made billions, trillions of dollars off of this deal. They've invested much of that money back in the United States, and they certainly don't want to do anything that's going to allow the United States to seize that money. And if somebody in Saudi Arabia decided they didn't like the United States anymore, they don't need to crash airplanes into buildings to do it.
Just pull the money.
Just take the money back on out.
Yeah.
But this is total nonsense. And I think Saudi Arabia, you know, is perfectly justified in doing whatever they need to do to push back on this ridiculous law, because the law specifically says no harm has to be proven. It is guilt by accusation. And that is so un-American. On the face of it.
I hear you, Michael, but let me tell you what is upsetting me with regard to our veterans, who I think our country needs to do a much better job of taking care of. Specifically, lobbyists are telling veterans that if other countries reciprocate by passing laws like the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism, military service members and veterans will be sued in foreign courts. This is not going to happen. And I am just absolutely gobsmacked at the brazenness of this approach. I don't see it as being right or moral, and, you know, 19 other
Wait a minute. I mean, other countries are already talking about having reciprocal laws to say that the U.S. can be sued for damages without needing to prove actual direct connection. It's like when we talked about the U.S. Engaging in torture and other violations of the Geneva Convention. It opened up the door for these other countries to torture our kids and to violate the Geneva Conventions.
But have these other countries actually passed similar reciprocal laws yet?
No, but they're talking about it. Okay. They're waiting to see if our Supreme Court will tear this down, because it very obviously it's just a way to plunder Saudi Arabia, to try and frame Saudi Arabia for 9/11 as part of the continuing program to keep the focus off of the fact that the only people arrested near the World Trade Towers on 9/11 were
Israelis.
They were Mossad agents.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. But still kind of threatening our veterans in this way before other laws are actually passed, it just... I feel very uncomfortable, and I do agree with you. I hope that the Supreme Court does just throw it out. But for Saudi Arabia to be doing this to our vets, it just feels so wrong. I'd like to kind of bop on over now to the NATO allies locking in supports for standoff with Russia. And apparently, immediately after Trump was elected, U.S. diplomats urged Lithuania to rush through an agreement to keep American troops on its soil, reflecting alarm that the new Russia-friendly U.S. president might try to stop more deployments in Europe. And the agreement was signed just days before Trump's inauguration, according to a document from the Lithuanian Defense Ministry, and became the first step in locking in the new U.S. president into a NATO strategy to deter Russia in Poland and the Baltics. And then the writers of this article for Reuters stepped in it following Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea.
Yeah, they're still pushing that one here. But, I mean, look at it. NATO's going out to other countries and saying, let us put our troops on your soil. They're trying to get more countries to come into NATO that don't want to be part of NATO.
Yeah.
We can see who the expansionist aggressor is here.
It's not
and
Russia.
And it's not Russia.
Heck no.
And I certainly... thing the American people need to wake up and realize, and I understand you don't want to deal with this, but in this coming world war, we're the bad guys.
I know that.
50 years from now, the world is going to look on the stars and stripes with the same revulsion and disgust our generation looks on the swastika.
Mike, I hear you. You know, you're talking to the converted, absolutely.
And I don't want our great-grandchildren collectively to have to live with the same kind of imposed collective guilt that the people of Germany are suffering under today, even though none of them were alive when all of this World War II nonsense went down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we need to look at the facts about what happened to Crimea and why it happened. Regarding the spring of 2014, when the duly elected president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, was thrown under the proverbial bus in a U.S.-NATO-IMF-sponsored putsch, and Poroshenko was anointed as their president in an election that was more crooked than a dog's hind leg. I mean,
well,
come
on. He was installed, yeah. And then a few months later, they had an election to sort of legitimize his leadership, but the election was, obviously just for show.
And even President Obama admitted that the U.S. had brokered a deal in support of regime change in Kiev. Apparently, the writers of this article are either painfully ignorant of this reality or have an agenda of their own to sell to readers.
Well, they want to keep their jobs. And remember what Swinton said. You know, if any of us ever dared put our real opinions into the paper, we would be out of work the next day.
Yeah. Also, they seem to have forgotten that Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State in the Obama administration, bragged about how they spent $5 billion to destabilize Ukraine. And, you know, if you look at the presentation that she made, and it's still up there, there have, by the way, been some websites that have pulled that down. But when you watch her and you listen to her in that address, you just can't unsee that. You just can't. And additionally, Ms. Nuland further thoroughly embarrassed herself in the U.S. government with the now infamous taped the EU declaration, which was from a call that was leaked, the Nuland Piat call in 2014. And the people who were the leaders in Crimea realized they didn't have a legitimate government at all in Kiev. So they did a two-part procedure. First, in a free and fair referendum, they asked the people of Crimea if they wanted to stay with Ukraine or if they wanted to petition Russia to join the Russian Federation. And overwhelmingly, and I think it was like 97%, Mike, wasn't it about that?
It was almost unanimous here, where first they seceded from Ukraine, which they are allowed to do under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Yeah.
And the United States, as a member of the United Nations, is obligated to respect that right.
Yes, but apparently the thinking of both the U.S. and Ukraine, this peaceful self-determination that you just talked about, cannot possibly exist for Crimeans. So use these decisions by the Crimean people post-Putsch to declare that Russia had annexed Crimea, which never actually happened, and use that as the basis to just layer on and, you know, a bunch of sanctions against Russia, which never should have happened in the first place. Now, Mike, I am hoping that President Trump has the smarts to realize Russia's not going to invade the Baltic states or anyone else unless it gets really, really, really provoked. But there appear to be some people in NATO who are hell-bent to start a war with Russia. And Russia has responded to this NATO buildup asymmetrically. Very early this year, the U.S. sent special forces to the Russian border as NATO was poised to allegedly strike back against Vladimir Putin's aggression. And, Mike, have you been able to validate that Russia has deployed nuclear-ready missiles in the province of Kaliningrad, which borders Lithuania?
I thought they had deployed S-400s in Kaliningrad and around Moscow.
In Moscow, yeah.
I don't know that they've actually fielded nuclear weapons just yet.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a move that would be used against Putin in the corporate media.
A heavy provocation,
but,
yes.
You know, again, the Russian people remember what happened in World War II and how close the Nazi army got to Moscow. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let it get that far this time. And the Russians are fierce fighters. Everyone's always talking about this supposed 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. And they don't realize how many Russians died keeping Hitler's army from reaching Moscow. And it's a huge, huge number.
Millions and millions, I seem to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, grand total, World War II, 60 million people were killed.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were Russians.
Yeah, it was intense. But that was what they were willing to do to keep the Nazis out. You know, they made that decision. I'd like to go into the area of science and health. Apparently, new vaccines are still causing autism, and the United States government knows it. Now, there was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Thompson who has been taking confidential documents to a congressional subcommittee and made the accusation that the CDC intentionally concealed their evidence that African-American boys under 36 months have a higher risk of autism after receiving the MMR vaccine. The documents also proved that the CDC has known for a long time that neurological tics indicating brain disturbances were also associated with thimerosal-containing vaccines, such as influenza vaccine. And Mike, my response to this may be a little bit draconian, but here comes. The CDC should collectively be sued out of existence, and those executives who signed off on deleting the negative information from these studies should be criminally charged, convicted, and serving the hardest jail time possible to prevent this kind of damage from ever happening to our kids again in the name of big pharma profits.
Well, there, you need to remember, first of all, that like the Federal Reserve, the CDC is not actually a part of the government. They like to pretend that they are.
No.
They even use a .gov extension on their website URL.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it is a private corporation. Most of its funding comes from the very pharmaceutical corporations that are supposed to be keeping an eye on.
Right.
The CDC has their own vaccine patents, more than 20 of them, off of which they make $4.5 billion every single year. And like any other corporation with that kind of cash flow, they're going to protect the cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And when this starts to come apart, and of course we've got the Yale study, now we've got the Rand study coming on out,
mm-hmm.
we've got Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission and Robert Kennedy looking at this whole situation, when it starts to come on out, it is going to come on out that the CDC and these pharmaceutical companies have known all along this damage was being caused. And at that point, they are going to be sued out of existence.
Good.
And make way for new corporations and new entities that are going to understand that they have a social responsibility that extends over and above generating the maximum profit for their stockholders.
Well, I certainly hope so, because this kind of travesty should not be tolerated and cannot be allowed to continue.
We can't survive it.
No.
By 2030, half of all children will be diagnosed as autistic, and that means half of the entire population of the United States will not be available to the workforce, and a significant portion of the available workforce is going to be tied up caring for these autistic people.
Yeah.
There won't be enough workers around to fulfill all the necessary jobs to keep society going, maintaining the roads, repairing the dam at Oroville, and the rest of it. You can't run an economy on just taking one half of the population, taking care of the other half. There's no way to pay for any of it.
Yeah.
It's an economic threat to the United States, and I hope Donald Trump appreciates that as he's evaluating this reality. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, as this becomes more contentious in the media, we're having more and more people that are famous coming on forward and saying, yeah, I've got an autistic child as well. And like Joe Scarborough, and he's obviously convinced vaccines are an issue. Robert De Niro didn't say that they are, but he said there's a legitimate area for questioning. And I think Trump's involvement is because I agree that Barron Trump does seem to have a mild autism spectrum disorder. And I don't wish to be cruel or unkind to him. But if Trump has also reached the conclusion that the vaccines are to blame, then it's going to be time to undo this.
Absolutely. One of the first jobs I ever had out of college was working as a musical therapist for profoundly retarded and physically handicapped kids who were being housed and cared for in a private institution. And looking at these kids, I mean, I could just imagine the heartbreak of the parents who could no longer care for them in a home setting, because they either got violent, they couldn't communicate, and just absolutely heartbreaking to parents who are dealing with this. So it is a national scandal. I think it is a national emergency, and I do hope President Trump decides to take care of it in an intelligent and dramatic way, because it's an issue that's not going to go away. And unless and until people are compelled to tell the truth, Americans are going to go along blindly believing that these vaccines are going to be helpful to their kids, when in fact they may be harmful. Now, having said that, I'm not 100% anti-vax. When Mike came out of the hospital a couple of years ago from pneumonia And I talked to my sister-in-law, who's a very bright gal and a nurse practitioner. I said, what do I do? And she said, I think you really need to think about getting the Pneumovax shot. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that. And I did, because it was specific to one thing that I was dealing with. But it wasn't a multiple vaccine. It was one vaccine. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to get sick with pneumonia. It simply means the pneumonia is not going to kill you. So to all parents and people who love their kids and kids in the immediate family and neighbors' kids, let's all sit back for a moment and do the due diligence. Mike, weren't you telling me the other day that various doctors in certain states where vaccines are mandated slip the schools a note and say the kid doesn't need a vaccination?
Yeah, that's been a real, I mean, just like, you know, the cafeteria at Monsanto does not serve GMO food. Mm-hmm. Doctors who are in states where vaccines are mandated, mm-hmm. Where the only possible exception is a medical exception, they're writing the notes for their own children to not have to go through these shots. And there's the music. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America. Welcome back to our show here. Final segment of our Powhana show, Powhana Friday show, rather. And Claire, you had one more story you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I do. There is apparently in upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises a strategy to destroy North Korean missiles to be applied. Apparently, this is a bilateral U.S.-South Korean strategy to detect, defend, disrupt, and destroy North Korean missiles, also known as 4D, and it's to be applied to the upcoming Key Resolve joint military exercises, which happen next month in March. The 4D operations jointly approved in November of 2015 were first implemented in drills in 2016. And apparently, in March, the strategy is to become more concrete. The command post exercises are to simulate a full-scale war scenario that assumes the deployment and readiness of THAAD, the U.S. Missile Defense System, at its designated location in central South Korea.
That's the Theater High Altitude Defense Missile.
Yeah, that's the big guns, that, folks.
Yes.
Yeah. And details were discussed during recent talks between U.S. Defense Secretary Mathis and his Seoul, Korea counterpart, Hanmin Koo, a Seoul defense official, told Yonhap. Now, folks, I'm having one of these, reading that. And let me explain why. And I do have a memo for both the U.S. and South Korean governments. Such exercises as those described in this article are simply going to push Kim Jong-un, who is not exactly the most mentally hinged leader I have seen in the last 30 years. They're just going to push him to accelerate his drive for guidable, get-where-they're-going nuclear weapons. Now, if both countries really wanted to reduce this possibility, what they need to do, and this is going to be hard because remember back at the G20 in China last year, where President Obama did this incredible job of dissing China completely in the host country of China. But what the U.S. and South Korea need right now is China's cooperation to get the North Korean government back to the negotiating table and negotiate in goodwill for a peace treaty to replace the existing armistice with guarantees on trade, et cetera, freedom of navigation, in exchange for North Korea stopping its nuclear weapons program.
Which North Korea would not be engaging in if it wasn't for all this saber-rattling coming from the United States.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous for the United States to be invading countries and overthrowing countries and drone-striking countries and carrying on all of this and then acting indignant that other nations aren't taking common-sense steps to deter American aggression.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all sold the need for America's nuclear arsenal to deter somebody from attacking us. Doesn't that also apply to countries like Iran and North Korea who do not wish to be invaded? And again, it is this hypocritical double standard that we're all supposed to just swallow as if it's the gospel truth that our nukes are good and everybody else's nukes are bad. All right, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. We're going to head into our weekend, actually.
Yes.
And we'll be back Monday on the Public Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay skeptical, share what you know with everybody that you know, and aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.